You're invited!
Parker Applebaum dangled two postcards over the low shelves in the synagogue library. Even though I couldn't see her from my spot on the floor with Madeline, I knew it was Parker because there was a giant photo of her face taking up half the postcard. Madeline and I looked at each other and suppressed giggles. The picture looked like it was meant for a department store ad. Parker's long red hair was blowing in the wind, and her mouth was open in a hearty grin, like the photographer, no doubt a professional one, had caught her mid-laugh. Madeline squinted at the postcard. Where are her braces? Parker's actual face appeared over the bookshelf.
Photoshopped out, she explained. This photographer's amazing. He doesn't usually do bat mitzvahs, but he's willing to do mine because we used him for my modeling portfolio. Let me know if you want his number. I can probably get you guys in, too.
And, Parker sang, her lips curling up, guess who else is invited?
She cocked her head in the direction of the tables in the center of the library.
The whole class?
Madeline deadpanned. The corners of Parker's lips dropped.
I was talking to Imani, she said.
She smiled at me and did a double raise of her eyebrows.
I'm inviting Ethan Bloom.
Okay, I said, trying to sound casual. Ethan and I are both on our school tennis team, and ever since Parker heard him compliment my backhand a couple weeks ago, she's been convinced that he likes me. I'm not as convinced. It's not like he complimented my serve, which stinks. Everyone compliments my backhand because it's killer.
I'm going to sit you and Ethan at the same table, Parker said with some more eyebrow wiggling.
Mrs. Coleman's face appeared above Parker's.
Girls, she said, back to your projects, please.
Parker smiled and handed Mrs. Coleman a postcard.
You're invited, Mrs. Coleman.
December 6th,
our teacher said without needing to look.
Will you have your Haftorah ready by then? How about the research project you're supposed to be working on as we speak?
Yeah, yeah.
Parker rolled her eyes and reminded us, December 6th, before walking away. Madeline and I went back to our Holocaust books. As if we didn't have to do enough to prepare for our bat mitzvahs, write a speech, know all the prayers, read 9 lines of Torah, sing a long half-Torah portion, we each had to research some aspect of the Holocaust. Like we hadn't heard enough about the Holocaust every year of our lives. I'm usually pretty good about doing classwork, even for Hebrew school, but this assignment was seriously uninspiring. We couldn't even use the internet to look stuff up the easy way. Mrs. Coleman was making us use actual books, which was why our Hebrew school class had permanently relocated from a classroom to the synagogue library. Not wanting to think about Ethan or my Holocaust project, I waited till Mrs. Coleman was out of earshot and then poked Madeline with Parker's postcard.
Are you going to have your photo on your invitations? I whispered.
Madeline blew air through her lips like a bike tire deflating.
I don't think so. We're not even going to do paper invites. Waste too many trees.
Figures. Madeline's parents are green to the extreme.
When are you going to tell your parents what you want for your present? She asked.
I sighed and leaned back into the bookshelf. Instead of having a blowout party for my bat mitzvah, like Parker, or a tasteful luncheon, like Madeline, I'm going to get a big present. My parents said they'd get me whatever gift I want, within reason. I know exactly what I want, but so far I've only worked up the nerve to tell Madeline. I also told Madeline to make sure I don't chicken out of asking, and boy, was she keeping that promise.
Imani, she poked my arm with her pointer finger. Just tell them. They said you can have anything.
Within reason, I reminded her.
What could be more reasonable than wanting to know who you are?
Madeline flipped through the pages of the book she was holding. It was full of old pictures of white people, emaciated with sunken cheeks and resigned eyes. Remember when we used to look at that Children of the World book? The one with the people from all different countries?
Oh, yeah, I said, as though just now remembering. You used to hold it up next to me and try to see which country my ancestors might be from.
This was always a one-way game, since there's nothing mysterious about where Madeline gets her appearance. She looks exactly like her mom, only shorter.